those rafters up there. It's not a two-story house.
Oh, you know. How do you get up there? They have a...
Yeah, they got steps going up in the main hole going up in there. I owned that house and lived there for 40 years.
You did?
Yeah. I sold that house when my wife was crippled in it. I crippled in an automobile and all of our kids were married, nobody but she and I at home, and she was on crutches and on a wheelchair, and my daughter was a builder. She's the one who lives in Dallas. She designed this house just like you see it. She built it, she built all those tables and that stove and built all those counters over there. Built all of that and loaded in a bus in Dallas, Texas. She had one of these big Volkswagen buses. She loaded, built it herself, finished it, and loaded it and brought it over here and put it up there. And that's where you see it right now. She put that in there this house, while this house was being built. And she's my youngest daughter. And she put all that in here and it fit just like a paper on the wall. And she designed this house, everything in it.
That's
so. Yeah, that's the way she is. She and I never could work together, but I'd do. I worked so much faster than she was. She got, I'd get out of patience with her. I've had my fun with her. Rainy was stuck, but she's the only boy I had, and she'd go hunting with me and go in the woods with me and go everywhere with me. And that made us good brothers. But I couldn't do any work with her. She was too focused for me. We were repairing that old house, and we put some mop lines up around, you know, what those mop lines were in. They can just look like blinds on the outside, but they're nailed up there, you can't open and shut them. And it made that old house look so much better. We made 12 of those blinds. And
to put up at the window?
Put on each side of the window. And for it done. And she said, we got them, and she said, well, come on, Daddy, you know we got these blinds to paint, let's go paint them. Come on, let's go. And we picked up our paintbrushes and went on out there, and I finished my ninth blind and sat that 15 minutes waiting for her to finish my 30. That's how slow she was. I finished 9 and waited 10 or 15 minutes for her to finish her 30. We only had 12 to paint. And I just couldn't stand working with anybody like that. And the dog used to have to bite my dog on the tongue. I used to get out of patience with her, but I couldn't afford to do it. But anything she did, the only thing she could say, well, I know mine's done better than yours. That's the truth to some extent. That might have been truth. It wasn't true in the paint that was blind. I was just putting the paint on and she wasn't. My paint was just as good as hers, I said. Show me what the ones you painted, I'll show you, see if you see any difference. But anything else that took time and patience, she could beat me all the pieces, but I never did have the patience. I like to do things in a hurry and get it done. And I didn't give attach enough importance to doing it right. But she don't do anything, just like a son-in-law got here. If you see up there, you can't see the difference.
Yeah, I can.
Up there, the new ceiling blocks like this. Well, that's just sad that he finished putting all that in there. Termites got in there. I got to put termites in there. Treat this house. Termites are all in this house. But that roof leaked a long time ago.